This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Wow, I overdid it. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. Don't worry, hey. I'll take care of that bliss for you.
I was hoping that you could ameliorate some of this because I really overdid it. Hey, John, if any of our class would like to call us and chat with us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we have a listen line if you'd like to call and listen on your unlimited phone plans, landline, or however you plan on doing it, 605-562-4080, 605-562-4080. That's a listen line just for USAprepares.com. John Reagan, we were busy at the farm over the last couple of weeks, and one of the things that we've accomplished is we installed some solar panels. We have all but two of the solar panels on the roof. We had some clear weather, and we're able to do it without being rained on. So the mounting system is up on the barn roof. The solar panels are up on the barn roof. We have some of the wiring in. We have 48 volts of solar panels hooked up already as kind of a pilot test to see how we want to wire these. And we are now broadcasting via solar. I mean, literally, we have this entire broadcast studio is connected, except for the lighting, is connected to solar power. And it's working. It's absolutely working. So I'm delighted. And, John, I did a quick calculation. You are a financial guy. I want to share this with you. I received on trade a couple years ago. A guy wanted to come to the expo and exhibit. And he traded me a grid tie inverter for an exhibit booth. And a grid tie inverter is about $200. So I said, sure, if you want to do it. And he offered this thing, and I said, that'd be fine if you want to do that. I want to experiment with it anyway. And it's a box. It's a box that has two types of connections. One, on one end, you connect two wires to the solar panels, positive and negative. That's it. On the other side, it has a short plug, cord with a regular 120-volt plug on it, like you might plug in a computer into your wall. So that's it for the grid tie inverter, and it has this little series of three LEDs that flash in a sequence to let you know that it's generating electricity from the solar panels. So I took two solar panels that I had for many years that I've never used. They're 85 watts apiece. So in parallel, we've got 160 watts of solar power. So we'll round that up, make this really simple for the air, for our class over the air. So roughly 200 watts of solar power on a perfect day. So if the weather is great and you can aim these exactly at the sun for maximum solar energy, you'd be able to get roughly 200 watts out of these things. Well, I was able to get half of that, literally. And for a full day, and I've got these angled perfectly, the best angle that I can, you know, I can measure. I hooked up a meter and I measured the exact amount of solar power that's coming out of them. I was able to get about 85 watts at a peak out of these panels at any point in time. Over an entire day, I was able to generate a half of a kilowatt. So it took all day during the sun to generate one half of a kilowatt. A half a kilowatt, well, in our neck of the woods, you can buy a kilowatt of electricity right from the utility company for 10 cents. So this thing's humming along, clear day. I'm generating 5 cents worth of electricity a day. The cost is about $400. Now, that's without installation. Now, there's no installation because I just lean these two panels up facing south against the side of the building. I leaned them, I got the right angle, and so I found some wire, the right gauge wire, and I've got this thing hooked up. So virtually there's no installation cost whatsoever. I'm just experimenting with this, right? So we're generating 5 cents worth of electricity a day. Now, it would take 8,000 days to break even. 8,000 days. And that's as long as the grid's working, because this is a grid tie system. This little piece of gear I was experimenting with. That's 22 years of payback. That's assuming nothing breaks. That assumes that, you know, the solar panels don't crack. That assumes that they run at 100% efficiency for 22 years, which is not the case. They degrade it, you know, over time. And that assumes that none of the electronics breaks. 22-year payback. That's with this very simple grid tie system. What I'm trying to say is, if you want to hook up solar power because you think you're going to save money, I don't think so. Now, if I got a dollar a watt incentive to do this from either the utility or the government, a dollar a watt, I'd be able to drive this payback down to 11 years. But it's still a long time. So I just wanted to share with you that if you think that you can jump into this thing and start earning a payback immediately, the answer is I don't think so. Now, that's just a little system I'm experimenting with. That's not what we're broadcasting with. The system we're broadcasting with is 16 solar panels on the roof with a multi-mode inverter. Now, this multi-mode inverter is a grid tie system, which sends electricity backward to the grid, and it also is a standalone system, and it also is a charge controller. It does everything. And I found it on Craigslist. I bought the multi-mode system used for $500. So I have this big 118-pound piece of gear with transformers and solid-state controls and computer controls and all that for $500, and then I have the solar panels that are connected to it. And that's what we have hooked up so far, plus underground wiring from the barn to the studio. So that's what's happening right now, and that's only one quarter of the panels are hooked up. When the rest of them are hooked up, we'll be able to run things like our refrigerator and freezer and, you know, so forth. So I just wanted to share that with you, John. You know, there's this myth that, you know, there's a great return in solar power, and that is absolutely not the case. The only reason I can think of to do it, well, a couple of reasons. One is to be independent. If you want to be independent of the grid, that's a great way to go if you have a standalone type system. If you want to protect yourself from the grid, you know, being unstable, that's a great way to go as well. And if you think you're going to save money by just having a grid tie system that depends on the grid to be running, well, I can't really understand why somebody would do that. The only other reason would be like Rick Sheehan. He's out in the middle of nowhere in Montana, and it would cost $45,000 to bring electricity to him. So for less than that cost to bring it to him, he's got his own system. So those are my thoughts on solar. John, back to you.
Well, you know, Barry is getting ready to keep one of his campaign promises, and that's to make sure that electricity prices skyrocket.
Right. And, well, that's another reason to consider doing this. Yeah. And, you know, I think, John, that the solar industry would not be doing well at all if there weren't so many subsidies. And we were at a meetup on several Mondays ago. We actually did a series of three meetups talking about solar power and how it works. And you know, a lot of these electric utility companies are paying $1 per watt, you know, as a rebate if you install solar. Well, that's still not enough. You know, it costs roughly, if you have solar power installed, it costs roughly $3 a watt to get it, you know, hooked up and running. And so even with a third of the price being paid for by someone else, it still has a really long payback. And one of the things that I didn't discuss is the batteries. Now, the batteries that I'm running, I had four deep cycle marine batteries. I had them here at the farm already. And two of them I had hooked up to our diesel generator. I borrowed those from the diesel generator. And I had one spare, and I had one in a tractor. So I took the one in the tractor, two from the generator, and the spare, and hooked them all up. They're roughly the same age. And I hooked them all up and charged them. And that's the battery bank. So I don't have a lot of battery. I certainly have enough to get through the broadcast. But, you know, should the power go out, and power the telephones and that kind of thing. But this is not, it's not hooked up with enough battery reserve to, you know, really run the farm. It's just, as long as the grid's working, you know, everything's working great. And other than that, I only have a couple hours worth of reserve on the batteries. So the battery bank that we're going to, you know, hook up is going to be the next big expense. And that's a huge, huge expense. And I haven't figured out exactly how I'm going to do it yet. I mean, I've got some ideas. I like the nickel iron batteries, but it's really expensive. And I'm thinking, you know, why can't I just make batteries? Why can't I do that? Companies do. Why can't I do it? Another thing is, I was watching a video on YouTube about reconditioning batteries. And what this guy did was he poured out all the acid, poured it in a bucket, and then he added a mixture of baking soda and water to neutralize the acid. Then he rinsed out the battery. I'm talking about truck batteries and car batteries. And then he poured in a solution of alum, A-L-U-M, you know, pickling juice, alum. And he charged the battery, and it worked and started his car. So I've got a bunch of old batteries here, and I'm wondering if we can, you know, rejuvenate some of those batteries. So if any of you have any experience about taking old batteries that just don't work and rinsing them out, and it's dangerous. I don't want you to do it without thinking about this and learning about it. And then adding an electrolyte of alum and recharging it. Does that work? Let us know. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. We're going to click on the news tab and follow along in class. John, I just wanted to mention that we have a meetup tonight, every Monday, at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. And tonight, Eric Burleson, state representative, is going to be with us. Daryl Stubblefield wanted him to be invited, and you know, I thought about it, and I agreed to have Eric Burleson speak to us about, well, about the Second Amendment and what's happening in Missouri with the Second Amendment. And I have a lot of questions that I'm going to ask if no one else asks. Like, what has Eric Burleson done to reduce our taxes, limit the federal government's usurping of power here in Missouri? And what about the theft of our rights? And what about lowering taxes? I mean, there's hundreds of questions we have for him. I don't know how long he's going to stay, and we'll report on that. But Eric Burleson, District 136, Springfield, Missouri, will be with us. Now, that's just part of tonight's presentation. Now, the rest of it is going to be me. I'll be in on stage, and I'm going to go through a work session. We're going to talk about what's happening and what we're going to do about it on all levels, 360 degrees. So tonight is a, every member of the meetup will be participating, like it or else. Seriously, like it or not, everyone will be participating. There will be no one who is silent at the meetup tonight. You'll all be participating and sharing your thoughts on what's happening and what we should do about it. It'll be round robin, And it will be very, very enlightening, extremely enlightening. And if you have a weak stomach, please do not come. Do not come to the meetup if you have a weak stomach. Seriously. Because this will be very upsetting to everyone. And I hope Eric Burleson stays for it, because what he's going to learn is things that he's going to learn how we think. And maybe he'll go back as a politician and discuss what he learned from us tonight at the meetup. So, 4:45 to 8 o'clock tonight, Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website. John Reagan, where would you like to start?
Well, all I can say is fasten your seat belts, turn on your airbags. If you've got any bubble wrap or pillows, you may want to grab it, because I've got about 60 items here, and it's not good, except for the good news. Just to ruin my reputation there, this was one of those stories that was local that went national. A woman was riding her motorcycle when a car turned in front of her, and if she hadn't been wearing her helmet, she probably wouldn't be alive anyway. But she ended up getting pinned under the car, and the police were there within about 30 seconds, and they tried to jack it off of her, but the jack broke. And at that point, the police and bystanders gathered around, lifted the car up so they could pull her out, and except for being battered a little bit, she's going to be fine. So it's one of those, you know, when things go bad, people get together type stories, you know, you can feel good about.
That's wonderful. And we all need to be prepared and have a knife with us in case you have to cut somebody's seatbelt. And when it's happened to us, I'm glad you brought that up. We need to work together. That is absolutely critical going forward. We have to work together.
Now, the rest of the news, not so much. I've got a must-watch link. This is to YouTube, and they used to have a better version of this up. It was taken down. This one is kind of like watching a videotape copy of the program. If you remember, a few years ago, there was a series out, Life After People, that showed what would happen to infrastructure if people just all of a sudden disappeared. And I think that's a very helpful series to watch, because when the maintenance of the infrastructure goes away, what you'll see would pretty much match what's in the show. However, with people still around, they're going to scavenge things, so things will actually degrade quicker than what they portray. And I'll talk about this particular episode when we get back from the break.
Sounds good. It sounds good, and you know, if you just want to see what this looks like, just look up images on the internet of Detroit and some of the cities around us. You know, the ivy's growing, the roofs are falling down. We'll be right back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's up?
Well, this episode is called The Last Supper, and it's kind of like one of those double plays. One, it actually talks about the painting that we know as The Last Supper, what happens to it over time. but it also talks about what happens to food after that Last Supper. And if you can't watch the whole episode, if your time is just so taken up, there's about a 3.5-minute segment from the 17-minute 40-second mark to 21:25 that talks about an event that happened in Fort Worth in 1999 where the supermarket just closed its doors one day. The owners just locked the doors, walked away, and, of course, shortly thereafter, electricity was turned off. And about 3 months later, the city had to go in and had a pretty nasty cleanup job to take care of. So if you've got any romantic notions of finding a store after the poop hits the props that has food available, you want to take a look at this. Plus, it talks about just normal food that we would buy in, you know, these times that we have right now, where there's insect eggs that are included in that food. Now, given the supply chain and how quickly the turnover is, those eggs really don't have a chance to hatch. However, if you're trying to store up the food, this is why it'd be important to, say, load it up in a 5-gallon bucket and make sure you've got DE through it. Actually, you'd mix the food with the DE before putting it in the bucket. And at this point, I'm not even sure you need to worry about oxygen absorbers, because I don't think we're going to have to wait too long before you're going to need to get into the stash. But anyway, it's a yeah, great segment to watch, and I highly, highly recommend it.
John, when you say DE, you're talking about diatomaceous earth, and we're talking about food grade only. Food grade.
Absolutely.
Diatomaceous earth. Yeah, and John, one more time, the name of this this video.
It's the Last Supper episode of Life After People. That was season 2, episode 4. And I say, get away. You can watch it on YouTube. Otherwise, you'll have to try to find it at a library or purchase it, because right now, even the Netflix DVD service does not have it in stock to rent. So there's other episodes out there that you can find, other parts of the seasons you can find, even the originals. It was almost movie length, Life After People. You can find that. But this episode, hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Life After People, The Last Supper. And what is the exact episode number?
It was season 2, episode 4.
Okay, season 2, episode 4, Life After People, The Last Supper. Okay, so this is something that you're going to have a stomach to watch, because it's going to be upsetting to the some of the viewers, correct?
Now, if you don't mind watching insects and mice and things like that with rotten food, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. John, let me just put an exclamation point on what you're talking about. You're talking about, life after people. We're talking about, well, what if the grid goes down? Let me share this with you. You know, a number of us are thinking, well, boy, it's so hot. It's unbearably hot. What we'll do is we'll just go down to the basement, and, it's cooler there. So during these hot summer days, you know, we'll go down to the basement and stay out of the sun. Okay. Well, how many of you have dehumidifiers in your basement? And most people have them. And the reason we have them is because of all the moisture that turns to, that helps grow mold in the basements. How many have moldy basements anyway? The point I'm trying to make is that, do we really think that we're even going to have the ability to go down into our basement without having mold? And the reason I'm tuned into this is we had a lot of rain for about 12 weeks. It was rainy, overcast, drizzling. And the ground is really saturated here in Missouri, in our part of Missouri. And our barn is 120 feet long, it's 40 feet wide, and it has two 12-foot by 12-foot doors, one on each end. I have had those doors open to air out the barn. We have mold, white mold, growing in the barn, in the dirt floor of the barn. And the doors have been open for weeks. Sunlight's able to get in there. It has some windows. It has five windows. And the windows have been opened. The doors are open on both ends. And there's this white fungus or mold growing on the ground in patches that are the size of dinner plates. So if you think, and that's with a 12-foot by 12-foot door open, wide. It's a sliding door. So there's a 12-foot by 12-foot opening on each end of this barn. It's like a wind tunnel. And it's still damp in there. And there's still mold growing. What I'm saying is, we really need to have electricity. We're accustomed to electricity. We've been building buildings with electricity, assuming that it's going to be there. It's a little intimidating when you think about it like that. Do you really think you're going to be able to go into your basement? And you need to make some provisions so that you can go into your basement. So when the grid goes down and the electricity fails, you'll be able to see what you're doing down there. Maybe even have some windows to allow some ventilation to let some of the moisture escape. What do you think, John?
In fact, I've got an article down the preparedness section called Keeping Your Cool on how they built houses before air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will we get to that today?
I sincerely doubt it.
Okay. All right.
Let me pick up. I've been working on this special report, and rather than try to give it all at once, which probably would not fit in the show, plus it'd be at least like drinking from a fire hydrant, I've been breaking it up. So this week I've got a section on climate, which I think is particularly appropriate since Barry's going to announce what he's going to dictate with all the carbon control. And the first link is check out the last 400,000 years. And this is a rather long article. If you scroll down about, I'd say 80% of the way down, you'll find a section that says very long term. And there's a chart of the carbon dioxide and temperature for the past 400,000 years. Because typically when you see these charts, they do maybe at most the last 2,000 years. So this goes back considerably before that. And what I would just want to key in here is the temperature chart. And if you look at it, to me, it reminds me a little bit of looking at an EKG where you've got a heartbeat. You'll see where it's up, it goes down, stays there a little bit, goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down, goes up. And then a funny thing happens. Unlike the other times in the past where it went on that steep downward slope, it's been going in a channel sideways. Now, when I see that in the financial chart, that tells me this thing's building up momentum and it's going to break out. I can't tell you which side it's going to break out on, but when it breaks, it's going to go. And that's where a couple of the other articles come into play. I've got a link there to when Steve Quayle and Dana Wingdon were on the Hagman Report, and he's pretty much on the it's going to get hot side. After that, I've got a link about based on what the sun's doing, they believe we're in for a mini ice age, something along the line of the Maunder minimum, which caused havoc for growing crops. And it really doesn't matter if it's colder or hot. If you have excesses either way, it plays havoc with food production. And just to throw another item in for your consideration, once started, can't stop. This article is actually from late 2013, saying once we start geohacking, we won't be able to stop. Well, the thing is, we know they've been doing geoengineering for years. And I think this is telegraphing the message that, you know, we thought we were smarter than we were, and now we're screwed, which is pretty much what Dane's been telling people. So this is just another piece for putting together this mosaic that by the time I wrap up, it may change your whole idea on how you want to do preparedness. Vincent?
Wow. John, you know, you and I didn't talk about this before the broadcast. We really didn't talk about what our thoughts were. And, class, here's how this goes. I'll call John Reagan before the broadcast, maybe 15 minutes before, and say, hey, you all set? Great. I might share with him some of my thoughts, you know, for the opening part of the broadcast, and he'll share some thoughts with me. But we really don't talk about too much. You know, we're doing this live and unrehearsed. Well, John, what you're talking about is what I'm going to do at the meetup tonight. And we didn't talk about this. Literally, we're going to go around the room, and I'm going to ask questions. Everyone will participate on what their concerns are, what they think is going to happen, how serious they think it's going to be, and we're going to rank it. And we're going to look at all of these things that we think might happen and how serious they are. And then I'm going to ask a big question. And I'll tell you more about that, in a few days. But that's tonight.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Watch it.
I know there's something
happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, what I was saying before is it's uncanny how you and I have come to the same place virtually simultaneously, but, you know, without discussing it.
Glad I could help out there.
Please continue.
Okay. Pick up on a tale of two droughts. And mm-hmm. California is pretty much the same as last week. However, Texas here baking on some pretty high heat. And that's going to get worse. They're calling for this weekend starting a string of days where it's going to be 104, 105. And in fact, the Weather Channel is calling for a week of that type of temperature starting Thursday. And last week when we were talking about this, there was zero population in Texas affected by drought. Well, this week we've got over 94,000. That's in northeast Texas. And the area that's at least abnormally dry and in drought is about 13.5%, with just under 13% of that, or maybe to say the other way, 0.65% of that's actual drought. The rest of it's just abnormally dry for now. But we have not had rain for about a month in North Texas, and there's not a whole lot in the forecast. And I've added some articles there talking about how South California's rain drought is now equal to an entire year of rainfall. We've got San Diego building a desalination plant for $1 billion. And that El Nino that they thought was going to maybe help out with California's problem, well, now forecasters are saying it won't bring relief to California. And I'll make an apology. And I'm now inventing Spanish words. You can see the link on that last one. I've called it, is El Nino El Busto.
Yeah. Now, John, what? Let's just go back to that term that you used. On your website, there's a link, and it says, satellite image shows California's rain debt is now equal to an entire year of rainfall. What we're saying is the absence of rain is equal to 1 year's worth of rain in California, a year's worth. That
it's
is
kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really is. And where do we think our food comes from? Does it come from New York City or Chicago? Is that where it comes from? I don't think so. Does it come from Las Vegas? Can you think about these cities with a lot of population? They've paved over farmland. New York City is magnificent farmland. It's just buried under concrete. You can't get to it. They've taken some of the best land that we have in the country and turned it, best farmland, and turned it into concrete. So if you think about it, think about the rain that is missing from California and other locations. It's where our food comes from. And I was talking with Joey, and Joey and I met near Chicago with Rick Miller. And Joey said, hey, what do you think of the corn? So I drove past a lot of corn, and it depended on where the corn was. If the corn was high on a hill where it wasn't flooded, the corn was growing. But the corn in the low areas that was flooded, it didn't grow. And I think that's kind of unusual, because I haven't seen that before, neither did Joey. So something that we've noticed. Our food supply is precariously perched. And our basements are going to turn moldy without electricity. And where are you going to get your news from? Where will that come from without electricity? How will you know what's going on? You won't even know if a storm's coming. You won't know. Because your radio won't work. And they won't be able to broadcast. And the internet won't work. We are really, really dependent on electricity. I suggest that we find alternative methods of learning about what's happening and how to prepare. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.